Watch, Sadiq Khan is the worst mayor in history of London, says Lawrence Fox. By Kurt Sindelka on April 24, 2021. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News' James Dellingpole, London mayoral candidate Lawrence Fox said that the British capital has never had a worse mayor than Sadiq Khan, highlighting his assaults on British heritage and his horrendous record on crime. Speaking to Breitbart London on the campaign trail in Sutton earlier this week, Reclaim Party leader Lawrence Fox referred to Khan as Sadiq Turpin, a reference to English highway robber Dick Turpin, because, Fox claims, Khan steals from the poor and buys himself new Range Rovers. It's astonishing his upgrade in spending on his own little coterie of mafia bosses, Fox said, possibly in reference to Khan's Commission for Diversity in the Public Realm, which will review London statues and historical monuments at a reported cost of £1 million. The London mayoral candidate, who was endorsed this week by Brexit leader Nigel Farage and Reform Party leader Richard Tice, called on the leftist mayor to stop tearing down all our statues. London on its own is a capital city that reflects Great Britain. It is really important that it does and stays the same. It's not just any city on earth where you get a woke mayor who can tear down its history, Fox added. Mr. Fox went on to lambaste Khan's record on crime, saying, "It's horrendous, all of it is up hugely and it's down to woke mayoring. He's not long away from saying knife crime is up because it's racist." The Reclaim leader, who has called for an automatic 5-year sentence for merely carrying a knife on the streets of London, said that he would also consider a 5-year community service requirement to improve rundown communities. "Everyone in life is confronted with choices. You can't politicize something like knife crime," Fox said. "It's like, no, stop stabbing people, it's unacceptable no matter what your skin color is," he added. During Sadiq Khan's tenure as the mayor of London, which was artificially extended by a year after elections were cancelled in 2020 due to the Chinese coronavirus, homicides in the British capital have passed the 100 mark in each of his years in power. Prior to his election in 2016, there were 9,700 knife crime offences record during the 2014-15 period. This had risen by over 50% by the 2019-20 period, when 15,600 in 2019-20 were recorded. 2019 also saw the highest number of homicides in the past 10 years, with 150 people were killed. That same year, teenage stabbings hit an 11-year high. Last year, shootings in London also rose by over 8% to 288. Despite the country's draconian gun control restrictions and the city spending the majority of the year under strict lockdown regulations, there were 126 homicides, 15 of whom were teenagers. Lawrence Fox has called for the recruitment of 3,000 new police officers to tackle the crime wave in London, as well as proposing the implementation of a broken windows policy, famously enacted by former New York City mayor-turned-Donald Trump ally Rudy Giuliani, who is widely credited with reducing crime in the American financial hub. The idea of a broken windows initiative is that if police enforce basic laws more strictly, such as someone breaking a window, then other crime will fall, too. Obviously, murder and graffiti are two vastly different crimes, but they are part of the same continuum, and a climate that tolerates one is more likely to tolerate the other, Giuliani explained in 1998. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.